Lift it up, but sipping on beer. Yeah, clap for me, man, right here. Give it up for me, man, Ken over here. D-A-D, D-A-D, yeah, man.
Look, everybody, right here on Dad's Den, the man with the plan, Bjorn, just broke Dad's Den heart, dude. He broke Ken's heart. Thank you guys so much for clicking on this video. Welcome back to another Dad's Den podcast slash interview right here on Dad's Den, presented by Sony Music South. So if you are new to the podcast scene here at Dad's Den, we have interviewed some amazing people. Makapa, TV VJ Pugul. We just had Vivek and Mervin on, and now the super talented, and I think the most underrated musicians coming out of Chennai right now. This is Bjorn. Okay, welcome Bjorn to Dad's Den. Thank you so much for being here.
Hi again. It's a pleasure, man. It's a pleasure.
Thank you. No, it's definitely my pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Nandri, for being here. I really, really do appreciate it. Okay. So before we get into, you guys know why we have Bjorn on, right? Master the Blaster is going crazy right now. Like, it's everybody's ringtone. So Bjorn, is it weird? Think about this for a second. Is it weird knowing that everybody in like South India is listening to your voice every day when they get a phone call?
It's, I mean, weird is the wrong word to use. I guess it's fun in a way. I mean, you know, you always want your music, you always want, you know, people to enjoy your music, and that's the reason you're making it. So it's cool. It's, I like it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Hey, instead of weird, it's an honor. It's an honor.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It is.
That is very cool. And I, you know, it's just, it's neat. And it's, I think it's really, really cool that a song like this can just catch, for back lack of better terms, catch fire. It just catches fire and everybody just falls in love with it. It makes it their ringtones, make it, I mean, it's just, it's so cool. It's so cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's a very cool thing, and I'm very grateful for it. It's really cool.
Yeah. And so everybody, before we get into some Master the Blaster, because he's going to, do you have your guitar with you? Do you have your guitar?
Yeah, it's right here. Okay.
He's got the guitar. He's going to try to teach me maybe a couple chords so we can do like Master the Blaster. We could do like a little, you know, we could get into it a little bit, you know?
Epic.
All right. But before we do that, I got to show him a little bit of love. So I was doing a little bit of research, Bjorn. Holy smokes, yeah. Batman. Holy smokes, Batman. Two songs that blew me away that I found of yours. Walls.
Okay.
The song Walls.
Okay.
And yeah. And Stellar, okay?
Wow.
Okay. Walls, you guys, Walls is like, to me, it was very emotional. That one felt very emotional to me. And
it is.
Yeah. So, and then Stellar, dude, because it was Stellar music. Stellar, guys, I'm telling you, I'm going to leave a link to this video. Dude, Stellar is like, a musical masterpiece, dude. I mean, like, it felt like I was watching like a Laya Raja, like, masterpiece or something, dude. There's so many different instruments coming in. It was such a great song. Bjorn, seriously, Stellar to me, that one was just beautiful. It was amazing. So
appreciate it. It was, I know how it feels.
Yeah. Can you,
it was amazing.
Before we get into the whole Master of the Blaster stuff, can you tell me a little bit about Walls, though? I'm really interested in Walls. Why you wrote that song, what it meant to you.
Okay.
Because it seemed emotional.
Yeah, so Walls is basically a song I wrote like some 5 years ago. I was going through a little bit of a, you know, a rough patch. And so basically the song came about, long story short, when I was sitting in my room. And I had basically locked myself up for like a month.
Wow.
Locked myself up in the sense, not like not going out, but I was pretty much at home. I didn't move out of my house for a month, and mainly in my room. And I have this massive mirror. So I would sit in front of the mirror and write music. And So it's the song actually talks about, it says, you got one life, so take a shot, take this chance to make a new. The heavens know we're incredible, I'm incredible, and so are you. So it's like, you know, it's a very uplifting kind of a song. And that entire song was written while I was looking into a mirror.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah, I was watching, I was reading the lyrics, and I'm just like, man, this is good. This is like, it's good stuff. Just, it touches your heart, dude. It touches your heart. Yeah. That's the power of music and the power of lyrics. That's why I love music. 1,000%. Beautiful. So I just wanted to say that, and I wanted to make sure people knew about some of the other music that you're writing, because
thank you very much, man.
Oh my gosh, it's just beautiful stuff. Okay, Master the Blaster. Before we get into Master Blaster, we're going to tease everybody. We're going to make them wait a little bit, all right? Because I got some fun. I got some fun questions for you here. Because we got to have some fun here. All right.
Yes, dude.
Talk to me, dude. Favorite food. What is your favorite food?
Food. Okay, I didn't expect that.
See, I told you I was going to, it's going to be fun stuff.
South Indian, bro. South Indian food, Ken, is my favorite food.
Okay. All right.
Cuisine.
All right. If you didn't answer that people were going to be mad at you, by the way. So you got to answer that.
It's the honest answer.
But I love South Indian food. It's because that's like home to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the same for me. You ask me, I'm going to say something that's...
You need some burgers.
Yeah.
You need some bacon. One minute,
is that American food? Burgers and bacon? Come on, man. No, I'm just kidding. I love my burgers.
So one of my very, very good friends is from Dallas, Texas. And his name is Chandy. He's one of the most, he's an incredible singer, as a musician as well. So, and he has so much of, you know, Dallas, Texas in him.
That's funny. That's dude, okay. So he, yeah, dude, in Dallas though, there's some good food in Dallas, some good barbecues, some good, they have good eating there, dude. So
yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, good for him. Okay, next one. What is your favorite
South Indian? So in South Indian food, like my favorite snack are vadas. I love vadas.
Hey, that's cool. My favorite here is nachos. I used to have a sign that said, "Life is better with nachos." My niece made it for me, but I love nachos, dude. So
wow.
But I also,
that's awesome, man.
But I'm also loving biryani. I the first time I tried it,
biryani is sick.
So good. So that leads me to my next question. Biryani, chicken, mutton, or veg biryani? and after that, is vegetarian biryani, is that even really biryani? Is it really? I don't know. That's the question for you.
Okay. Chicken, for starters. Chicken.
Okay.
Veg biryani, it's, you know.
He's trying to be careful. You're trying to be careful right now.
No, I'm not at all trying to be careful.
Okay.
What I'm trying to say is that, you know, veg biryani technically is like a pulao.
Okay.
Yeah, that a pulao is like another kind of, you know, Indian dish. But yeah, whatever. It's, I don't mind veg rice. Biryani once in a way.
Yeah.
But chicken, I'm a non-vegetarian, so
yeah,
there it is.
I get it. I got you, man. I love my chicken biryani too. I love it. There's a place here by my work. It is called Annapurna. Annapurna. It's South Indian. It's so spicy though. I love it. Oh my gosh. I get my biryani from there. Yep.
Oh, wild. That's crazy. I didn't know they have Annapurna over there.
Yeah, it's great. So I love it. I love it so much. Okay. Next fun question. Your favorite Hollywood movie? Favorite Hollywood movie?
Of all time.
Hollywood.
Yeah, Hollywood. Of all time.
Yep, of all time. Your favorite.
That's so difficult, Ken.
How do I do these things? It's very difficult.
Of all time. Huh?
Or just give me one.
Probably the Batman trilogy.
Ooh, okay. All right, he's going Batman.
I'm a huge comic book fan, and as you can see,
there you go.
I love comics. I love video games.
What video games? What are you playing on video games?
I play a whole bunch of video games, but I mean, I'm at this moment for the last couple of years not too hardcore. But when I was in college, I was too hardcore.
See, it's because you're now a professional musician. You're doing all your music now. You don't have time to play with the little people. I get it. No, I'm just kidding.
No, but I still do play. I play COD and I play like FIFA.
COD, where? Xbox? Do you play Xbox?
PS4.
I'm an Xbox guy. I was going to say, let's play Xbox some guy, COD on some Xbox. I got
soon. But one of my all-time favorite games, Skyrim, Dota.
I don't think I've ever played that.
You never played Skyrim?
I'm not a huge gamer. I have 4 games that I play. I play Call of Duty, and then on mobile I play PUBG, Call of Duty, and Free Fire.
So basically you're a FPS kind of game, like a first-person shooter.
Yep, that's all I really like to play. But I do some racing games with like my wife and my kids and stuff like that. So
it's fun. That's so cool. Nice.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about Master the Blaster now. We got to talk about this. And so, how did this come about for you? Like, how did who reached out to who, and how did this all start?
So basically, Anirudh is a very good friend of mine, and we've been friends, bandmates for the last like 10, 11 years, easily, since college time. And so there was this scene in the movie. There's an intro scene of Talapathy.
And
He's basically jumping out of an auto, and it's like a very, very mass kind of scene. And
I've seen it.
You've seen it. Oh, yeah. Crazy.
Yeah.
So then it's like, so there was this, in that scene, there was basically a guitar line, and it, the reggae guitar line, there was just like, tank, 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 whatever, like that.
Yep.
So yeah, then Ani called me and he's like, hey man, what's happening? Check this out. And I was looking at it and I was like, whoa, this looks wild. this looks really cool. And he said, so this is the idea. This is the tune. Ba-ba-da-ba. So, you know, with the trumpets and everything.
Yep.
So he gave me the bass idea. And then I said, yeah, cool, bro, let's do it. And I started penning down lyrics, just thinking, listening to the tune and stuff. And when I got done writing, I sat with him. And Ani and me were just discussing stuff. And then I was like, bro, check this out, you know, maybe you like this. And he saw the man with the plan. Yeah, bro, you know, this is the working. We need stuff like this. So then we put it in together. And then when we started recording, it was epic because the vibe was so high in that moment. The vibe was extremely high in that moment. And I was grooving, you know.
Dude.
And the man with the plan right here. And then, you know, Ari's going nuts and then we're freaking out. And then the vibe was so high. And that's how something so cool got created.
Oh, dude.
It's just energy.
It is. It feels like such a fun energy song, dude. Like, I mean, you saw my reaction. You were talking earlier.
Yeah, I loved your reaction.
And your,
I saw it, I was like, this is too cool. You first, you were like, wow,
dude. It's so good, man. It was so good because it was funny because I. Like I was telling you earlier, like, I don't, you know, when I think of like the Tamil film industry, like, I don't think reggae. I just don't.
Yeah.
And so
you don't.
And it starts, and I was like, whoa, what's going on here? And then all of a sudden, it just, man with the plan right here, bringing swag with the man right here. And then it just kept going. I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. This is so much fun. I couldn't help it, dude. I couldn't.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan.
You just need to groove. It's too groovy. It's too happy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's awesome.
It's great. Awesome. It's a fun song. Super, super fun song. I mean, every song from Master, I thought was just absolutely, and Andrew did such a great job. I mean, from Vati Rey to Vati Coming to Vati Kapati to this, to, it was just a great.
Yeah. It's a fiesta.
Yeah. It definitely
music,
is.
It's amazing.
Fun music. Okay. So now let's do this. Let's get our guitars. I got my son's guitar because he wants to be a country singer. He wants to be a,
oh, no way. Yeah. Okay. Awesome.
And
awesome.
So, I got my guitar. I want you to get yours, and I want you to teach me just the Master the Blaster. That's it. And I know that's probably only, what, like three chords maybe? Two chords?
Yeah, it's just three chords.
That's all I need, dude. I need three chords because I'm not a guitar player. I'm telling you that right now.
But you know chord patterns and stuff.
I know, yes, I know a few chords. I know like three chords. So I got, look, I got my guitar ready. I'm ready here.
Is it tuned?
All right. So I don't know if it's tuned or not. Probably not. Let's play the first chord here.
Okay. So you go A minor. What are you playing?
I don't know. Those are the only three chords I know, though.
Play again.
Okay, hold on. It's probably not tuned. I think it's a C, a D, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, you can't use those chords.
Hey, you don't have to break my heart, dude. Look, everybody, right here on Dad's Den, the man with the plan, Bjorn, just broke Dad's Den heart, dude. He broke Ken's heart. It's all right. You got to see me play guitar.
I apologize. Let me do that. I'll teach you the chords, though.
You
do it. I don't have a problem.
Let's do it.
No, let me teach you the chords.
No, I want to see you play because nobody wants to see me play. They want to see you play. So let's do it. I'll sing. You play. I'll sing.
You sing.
Okay. You
let's
play.
Do that.
I'll sing. All right.
Perfect. All right. Let's do that.
Hit it. Ooh. Let's do it.
Get the man with the plan right here. Bring swag with a man right here. Living it up and sipping on beer. Yeah, clap for me, man, right here. Got the man with the plan right here. Bring swag with a man right here. Living it up and sipping on beer. Yeah, clap for me, man, right here. Hey, no matter what they say.
Master the Blaster.
Hey, no matter what they do,
Master the Blaster.
Hey, no matter what they say,
Master the Blaster. Yeah.
Hey, no matter what they do,
Master the Blaster.
Get the man with the plan
right here.
And bring the swag with a man right here. Lift it up and sipping on beer. Yeah, clap for me, man, right here. Give it up for me, man. Ken over here. D-A-D. D-A-D. Yeah, man.
I'm the D-A-D. Oh, that's awesome. I love it. Oh, that was good, dude. That was good. Oh, that was fantastic.
That was fun.
That was fun. Blaster. Dude, that's so cool. Whoever thought when I was doing a reaction to that song that I'd ever be able to sit down and actually jam and sing with you.
That's like, so cool, right?
That is, oh, man. And look, I'm over here in like Los Angeles, California. You're over there in Chennai. We're hanging out, singing a song. It's worldwide, man. You guys, congratulations. Congratulations. That's beautiful.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Beautiful. Appreciate it.
Very proud of you. Very proud of your music. Especially, for me, being able to explore new musicians and to learn. And I go back in your history and see the music that you're writing and see that not only is music just fun for you, but it's like part of your soul, and that's just beautiful, dude. It's a beautiful thing.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
And honestly, you know what? Thank you for taking your time to be here today. I'm blessed by you guys. I'm blessed by Sony Music, and I just, wow, I'm sure our fans are gonna love this video so much, dude. It's gonna be
so. I hope they do. I hope that, you know, I hope only good things for everyone watching, and you as well, Ken.
Yes, God bless all of you guys. 2021, let's have a great year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is a great year way to start it, dude. Master. it's a good way. That's a good way to start. Come on, that's a good way to start a 100%,
year, right? 100%. I know.
It's a great movie, great music. I mean, just thank you for that. Thank you for putting out such good music for all of us to enjoy. So
thank you, dude. Thank you.
You're very welcome. I know it's late over where you're at in Chennai, so you need to get some sleep. I need to go to lunch. thank you. Thank you for so much for being here, Bjorn. I really, really do appreciate it. And
thank you, Ken. Thank
congratulations.
You
yeah. Congratulations again on a huge hit song. So
thank you.
Yeah. And say hi to Anirudh for me. I would appreciate that and all your other.
Definitely, send him your regards.
Thank you. Thank you. Maybe one day we'll have Anirudh on here, you guys. That would be crazy. Yeah. That would be.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be cool. I had one question for you though, before you go. So, so you were playing with Anirudh back in college. You guys like were in like bands and stuff back in college?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we had a band called Circuit back then.
Ah, and, okay.
Yeah, we used to play like alternative rock and, you know.
Dude, that is so crazy, dude.
Yeah. There's been a lot of music that has happened over the years. It's been great. I mean, we had a lot of fun just playing music, you know, to people. And how do I put it? It's very rare to, you know, find people with like minds, you know, to make music with.
Yeah.
So all of us were musically inclined. So it's really cool that way.
Yeah. I mean, dude, that's just like anything in the world. You find a connection with somebody and you can do really, really good things with that person. It's just like, you almost click, you know what I mean? Well, Bjorn, again, thank you so much for being here. I can't wait to hear what new music you have in the future. Please keep in touch. I would love
100%. Definitely. Yes,
let's do it. Let's keep in touch. If you ever come to the United States, we got to hang out.
Definitely, for sure.
In Chennai, I'll make you eat some veg biryani. How's that? All right. Anything that you have coming up that you want to share with everybody?
So I'm releasing a song in a couple of days, not days, maybe 1 or 2 weeks.
Okay.
So I have a fusion project called Jigadanda Music. Okay. And it's associated with this project. Okay. And it's going to be this project's first original. It's called Hey Baby.
Okay.
And yeah. That's the next release. That's what I'm going to be releasing next. And
all right. Well, we'll be ready.
I have a lot of releases planned for this year, so I'm
great. For the best. Nice. All right. You guys heard it right here, dude. You got something to look forward to for 2021. More music from Bjorn. There you go. So,
yeah.
All righty. That's going to wrap up this interview. Thank you again, Sony Music. Thank you again, Bjorn, for being here. Completely
thank
honored.
You again.
Completely honored. Thank and you. Don't forget to subscribe. I'm going to leave a link to all of his, to Bjorn's social media stuff, Instagram, his YouTube page, everything. So you guys can go follow him, show him some love, give him, you know, give him the Dad's Den treatment. You know what I mean? You know how we do it, guys. Give him love. So, all right. Thank you.
Yaman.
Yaman. There we go. All right. We'll see you guys next time. Namri. Thank you.